The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to a special Netball Show with Flyhawk as we reflect on that amazing 2026 Suncorp Super League Netball Final. What a second quarter for Thunderbirds. Let's hear from Thunderbirds as they won this year's final.
It's amazing. Like, you know, there was a lot of noise around all of that this week, and I didn't really enjoy this week, I'll be honest. We had people sick, people roll an ankle. I allowed myself to, you know, think about what ifs rather than keeping to the process. But what I do know is that this team is sensational, and they are an impressive team to coach.
I mean, an outstanding performance. We even saw you get up there and, you know, clap your hands and get really animated at times. Did you actually take time to enjoy, especially that last
quarter? You know what? No, not really. And I want to watch the game back now because I kept looking and thinking, they can't catch that up, can they? They can't catch that up. And, it was probably really only the last couple of minutes that Kathy said to me, "We've won it," and I was like, "Are you sure?" So, we'll celebrate and really enjoy this over the next couple of days, and sit back and reflect on what's been a pretty sensational 4 years.
To be able to cap it off the way you did in that fashion tonight after the season they've had, how does this group compare to the other Premiership teams that you've got?
Yeah, it's. Each year SSN is really different, and to compare teams is really difficult. But, you know, I think that this team this year has been the adaptability, the flexibility, but also the competitive desire amongst the individuals and then collectively has been something I don't think I've ever experienced before. And, you know, I thought we were a little bit probably nervous, a bit clunky in that first quarter, and I think once we, you know, sort of ran out some of that stuff and got rid of all of that nervousness, I felt we started to make some adjustments that our second quarter was unbelievable.
Daniel, what magic words did you say to the team after that first quarter? Because they came out absolutely blitzing, you know, 21 goals.
No, I think, I think it was more around just structurally we needed to maybe adjust to how the Vixens were playing. It was a little bit different in certainly in their defence end. So we needed to just recognise that and make those adjustments to it. And, you know, I challenged Elle Murray with a couple of things as well, and she did adjust to that. So it was more about sort of seeing and reading the game, what was happening, and then how we needed to, play to what was being put out in front of us.
It's probably one of the most ruthless displays of netball I've seen. 24 games out on court. How did that feel, Shamira and Maddie?
Well, you want to go?
We are ball winners. We are defenders. I'm like, the way how Kathy and Tanya have structured this team, the way they coach us, the way how, especially Kathy, in events, how she breaks down the game for us is something that we are very lucky to have, and we're super, super grateful. And yeah, always been the best defensive team in the competition.
Just to add to that too, it's just important that all of us know our roles out there on court and the ability to just back each other in. So yeah, it's really helped us to get the job done and make us a little bit easier for us to win ball. So kudos to everybody for getting the job done.
Shamira, what does this mean to you personally after everything you've been through in the last 12 months?
I'd say I've enjoyed my first premiership than this one. It's like I know that we would have won based on how our team was this year, and yeah, the depth in our team and all of that, and how Thunderbirds have even supported me through my postpartum depression is, yeah, really, really grateful. But I did believe in this team that we were gonna win the championship.
How good is it to share it with your son? I mean, there's winning premierships, but to share this moment with him and bring him out and be part of this, I mean, whether he remembers it, but it's a special moment you can look back on.
This was always something I wanted. So I always wanted to have a baby come back to netball for him to witness how great his mom is. So I'm glad I be able to get that moment in and topping it off with a championship, and for everything that I've been through just to bring him here, I am super, super grateful, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
Tanya, how impressive is what Shamira's been able to do coming back from her maternity
group? Yeah, it's, again, she came here as a shy Jamaican girl and, you know, the growth of her game, but, you know, there were times sort of perhaps back at the end of last year where I think just making Shamira sort of happy again would have been a win for her. And, you know, the work that she's had to do both on and off the court has been, so commendable, and just the spirit that she's shown. And then to come back and to play like she hasn't been off the court has been amazing. And I don't have the words for her. She's been super, super special.
You managed to keep the Vixens to just 45% conversion pass, with centre pass conversion rate. That's pretty exceptional.
Yeah, it is. And again, that's a credit to Kathy and the work that she puts in and breaks down different defensive areas of the game. And the centre pass is obviously, you know, we take turns at the centre pass, so our ability to shut that down was brilliant. And as Laddie said, I think we spend a lot of time on those particular areas of the game, and there's no doubt that the girls knew exactly with different combinations maybe somewhere the patterns were going to happen and what their role was to do in part of that defensive structure, and very, very clear, had really good robust conversations, and then to go out and execute, we can't ask for any more. That was sensational numbers.
How incredible has the contribution of the other two internationals that you brought in, Elmoraine and Kate, been to this group in driving into a premiership in their first year in Supercon?
Yeah, they've been, they're rookies to the SSN competition, but obviously their international experiences has been invaluable to us. So they, again, have a real thirst to be better, to be part of the group, understand their role, how is it that they can be better, how can they make the team better. And that's what's driven us to the year that we've had this year. We haven't rested. There's always been things that we've wanted to work on. And, you know, there's no doubt that this has been the outcome of not just those players, but everyone collectively in the team.
Tanya, you pay a lot of credit to the team and also Kathy, but looking at your own performance, it looks like from day one you've had this clever sort of plan to sort of rotate all your players, you know, across each game. Has that been something, a fairly deliberate strategy right across the season?
Yeah, I think the game has really, really changed from when a seven would start and a seven finishes. And obviously the two-point time has played into that as well. But, you know, these athletes train so hard, and they are the depth that we have is so good. So it is about, well, where can we make those impacts into the game? And the changes sort of became planned almost. Some was about reading the game, some was about getting time into athletes, but you know, we know what everyone's strengths are. The girls know what their strengths are, and when we do make those changes, we know that it's going to have a positive impact.
Laddie, congratulations on an MVP performance.
Thank you.
I mean, you are the choreographer of the team. Have you got a she's not. Have you got a celebratory dance for Tanya to learn?
Definitely not. Not really. I think Tanya has been really good in terms of her dance move. Whenever Shami and I doing a little TikTok, I think we have quite a few TikTok with Tanya. Yeah, I'll rest her for this one. So
thought it was worth a try.
You wanna do it?
Why not?
Okay. Shami, let's.
No, I only got now.
It's like, surely you wanna do one? But yeah.
And this is what the Vixens camp has to say.
Disappointing. Yeah. That's for sure. Like. We prepped ourselves to really compete today, and we probably only did it for 15 minutes, and that's not good enough. I thought Thunderbirds were, credit to them, absolutely incredible. Thought the way they adapted during the game, but super disappointing with our performance that we put out there. And you know, at this level, it's not good enough. But yeah, so we're shattered with that. But credit to the Thunderbirds.
Where did it all come unstuck?
Yeah, I thought our ball movement was really good early. I thought Thunderbirds adapted the way that they defended, and we weren't able to change it in the moment. When you're chasing, trying to shoot super shots, it doesn't help as well. I think, you know, they're a team that you really have to be in close range with them. Otherwise, they really get up and about. They're incredible athletes, they're incredible players, and yeah, we felt we had the game plan to do it. We just didn't execute, and that's really disappointing.
What's made them such a hard matchup through the season, especially in the last couple of encounters you've had with them?
I just think they've got true athletes. The athleticism is unreal, and we played into that today big time, especially with the two Jamaicans in the circle. But we didn't stick to the game plan, and you know, told not to lift it and don't go cross court, and that's everything we did. So, but credit to them, like Kate said, that's forced us into that, and unfortunately, that's what happened. So, it is disappointing. It was credit to their coaches because I knew I had to change it because they changed, they made her move on Rudy, and Rudy's probably can contain a holding shooter, so that's the reason I moved Mannix, because I thought, all right, we'll move Mannix on there because she'll be able to contain the moving circle, and then she held. So it was like playing chess, but obviously, yeah, and it was good coaching by them. So unfortunately, we didn't have anything to combat that today.
After that second quarter, what was the message at halftime?
Oh, just we had to be more accountable and disciplined and controlled and composed with the ball. There was, I think, in the end, 36 turnovers or something. It's ridiculous for this level. You're not going to win games with that many turnovers.
Yeah,
the second quarter killed us. I feel like the first quarter, the way we moved the ball, the way we kept it low, I think, you know, we had a couple of turnovers early, and as I said, they're a team that when they get on top of you, they really start to come out of their skins and win ball, and I felt we didn't stand up to it. We weren't strong enough in that moment. We didn't have enough fight and enough hunger to go and get the ball back, and I think that's what hurts so much. I thought, yeah, their second quarter was – the second quarter is what really hurt us. But at halftime, you know, you're still in the contest. Mm. You're still – 12 goals, it's still doable. Thought we competed well in the third, and then we just lost it again in the fourth. So we've got to go back to the drawing board. We've got to have a look because, yeah, I think they really adapted to the way that we were playing, and we didn't have the fight and the hunger to keep going.
Don, how do you pick the girls up after such a substantial loss?
We'll probably have to have a debrief, but it is going back to the drawing board, and just they need to go back and have a look and watch it themselves and see what actually happened on court. And probably for me, along with Kate, I'm really disappointed about there was no hunger, there was no fight, except for just not because you're sitting here. She gives 110% as captain, and I think she's probably one of the few that can hold her head high today, because it just wasn't there.
Do you think you're missing a really tall holding shooter within the mix? Like, today, that's what kind of beat you in a way. You struggled to find the answer. Do you think you're missing the holding shooter?
I don't necessarily know if the holding shooter is the answer against Shamira. Like, I think we didn't stick to the game plan that we set out. She's an incredible athlete, and she gets up to high balls. I think I back our shooters in every day of the week when they play their best netball. We just didn't bring it. Not one player, I think, could stand there and say they beat their opponent today. So I don't think you can look at that and go, that's why we lost. I think it takes 7 or 10 who got out there on court to go out there and beat their opponent, and we didn't do that. I think, you know, I think, as I said, Shamira and Latanya and Tilly, they play well against all circles. They really do.
Yeah. Ty, are you expecting to keep the core of this group together for next year?
Hopefully, yeah. No, hopefully. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, there's a bit going on, but we'll see. Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, it's not the result you wanted, but making two back-to-back grand finals is impressive. Are there positives you can take maybe not from tonight, but as a season, as a whole, as captain? Yeah, how proud of you?
Yeah, to make 3 grand finals in a row, to make 5 in 7 years, is a pretty incredible feat. Obviously, I think what hurts the most today is that the performance we put out there wasn't good enough for the people who turned up to watch as well. And I think that's what hurts me the most, is we've got the most loyal supporters who come each and every week, and to lose by 20-something goals is really tough. But to think that we've been consistently at the top is a credit to our club, to the organisation and what they put into it. And these girls are incredible athletes, incredible people and teammates, and I know this is hurting them a lot, and I know that it won't sit well for them going into next year. But I think I am proud of the consistency that we've been able to have over the past, you know, however many years.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.